Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Our guy, Cash Meddy. Craig Meddy joins us, our weekly picks analyst. And he's like Clayton Kershaw, standing up in front of the media. He's not hiding from his record this year, which is, it's poor, Craig. It's poor.
It's very poor. I've been off to really tough start. I've never really had this bad of a start. I'm 14-19, but I am 4-1 in my last five.
Okay.
So all right. Stay last hot. Week. Yeah, we did well last week.
So figures the week that I'm out and don't listen and can't place the bets.
See, that's the thing. Exactly, that's the thing, though, you know, as soon as, and you've always been, and the reason we quote unquote hired you for free is because we followed your track record and you were so upfront about it. And we thought, this guy's doing great. Let's see what he can do for the masses.
Yeah.
And for some reason, you go on the radio, you go on TV, it gets a lot harder. I don't know why. I don't know who's paying attention. The gambling gods out there always make it a little more difficult. But the momentum is on your side now, Craig.
So, let's keep rolling.
So before we get to that Patriots-Giants game, let's start with college football. What do you like this weekend?
Okay, I'm going to start with LSU is playing Florida. It's at LSU. I'm taking LSU minus 13. I mean, it's a lot of points, but I love LSU at home at night.
Florida coming off a big win last week.
Yeah, I think the crowd is going to be like hammer and start drinking really early. I think they're going to be loud. You know,
they had to start on Tuesday. Did they? Now have they already started yesterday?
I'm sure those people in LSU are, you know, been drinking all week for this game. But the main thing I like in the LSU is they changed their offense this year. They used to run a blockbuster offense in a Netflix era. Now they've subscribed to Netflix. They're doing a fast-paced offense that has led to leads the nation in scoring at 52 points a game. They got this passing coordinator from the Saints, and he's totally opened it up for them. They're passing the football with Joe Burrow. Florida, like you were saying, they beat Auburn last week. I think they kind of got lucky against Auburn. I mean, they had four fumbles. They had an 80-yard touchdown. It was kind of fluke play. A couple broke a few tackles there. That Florida's played two freshman quarterbacks in Jaren Williams from Miami and Bo Nix, playing a senior quarterback that's really hot. You know, looks like he's going to be up there for the Heisman and Joe Burrow. I like LSU at home minus 13.
I like
Let's be fair though, Craig. We know you're not above having a couple of cocktails and going on Periscope either.
So that is true.
You have that in common with Hammer.
No,
I did it last night.
I thought I was giving a compliment to Hammer there. I wasn't making fun of him. That's my kind of guy.
Kindred spirits.
Simpatico.
Let's get started.
Exactly. If I have to go to work, I would get started right now.
Absolutely.
It seems to me like a Thursday night game with a 17-plus point spread is sounds like the danger zone in terms of gambling, but you got a thought on the game tonight?
Yeah, see, I got it at 16.5. I took the Patriots, and like you said, I mean that is a lot of points, but everything is pointing here for the Patriots. One thing I like to do is I like to look at schedules, reading the schedules, and the Patriots, the last two games they played Washington and Buffalo. Well, those are two teams that the Giants already played, so I feel like they got a little bit of a head start on the Giants. Looking at their film, you know, you could see what the Giants are doing. You know, some things are doing good, some things are not doing so well. You know, Belichick's probably the best at that. Belichick versus a rookie quarterback. Rookie quarterbacks have been a disaster against Belichick. The Patriots' defense has only given up two touchdowns this year. They're only giving up 6.8 points per game, and that's really, it's only that high is because they gave up a special teams touchdown and an interception to the house. Teams are 8-for-63 on third downs against the Patriots.
Wow.
And the Patriots defense has 11 interceptions. I mean, the Patriots defense has been totally shutting teams down. Now, they played an easy schedule, but I don't think the Giants really are that good.
They might be looking ahead to the Jets next week, though.
Yeah. And no Saquon. Yeah,
real tough one. Right.
Yeah.
Right. The Giants don't have Barkley. They don't have Ingram, the tight end. They don't have Shepard. They don't even have their second string running back, Goldman. He got hurt too. I mean, the Giants are just coming in. I think it's going to be a long, long night for them. I could see, like, you know, 34-3, something like that. I don't really see how the Giants get more than 10 points tonight. So
Danny Dimes. No one's no love for Danny Dimes.
Not against Belichick.
He's good. He's looking really good, and he can make some plays. But
Belichick
they don't
laughs
have their
at Danny
starters.
Dimes.
Yeah, and I think the Giants are in trouble tonight. Now, 16.5 is a lot of points, but in this day and era, dude, next thing you know, like, you blink and it's 14-0. So
I'm so confident in Cash Metty and his resurgence, Ben, that I just took the Patriots at 17.5. So,
all right, well, yeah. There you go. All right, not quite as good. All right, finally, Craig, your team, the Detroit Lions. I know you're a big Lions backer against the Green Bay Packers. They're coming off a little bit of momentum here as well.
Beating the Cowboys, yeah.
So let's see. What do you got on this one?
This one, I just have a lean because I need some more information. It's a Monday night game. I need to see more on the injury report and stuff like that. But I'm going to lean Detroit here, and it's not a homer pick. I mean, what week are we in? We're in week 6. This is the first time I'm talking about Detroit. But I really like what I see out of Matt Patricia and the schemes that he's doing. Detroit's offense has been really balanced this year. They've never had a running game. Matt Stafford's era, they finally have a running game. Detroit is 4-0 in the last 4 games against Green Bay. I don't think people realize that.
I did not realize that.
Yeah, no one talks about it. Devontae Adams, I don't think he's going to play, and I think that's really going to hurt Green Bay this week. I know last week they didn't really throw as much. They kind of just pounded Aaron Jones against the Cowboys. Detroit has really good corners, though, and I think they could shut down Green Bay's passing. Well, I mean, it's hard to shut down Aaron Rodgers in the passing game, but I think they definitely can slow it down without Devontae Adams. I think this week it's going to hurt not having Devontae Adams is what I'm trying to say. And Philadelphia, when they beat Green Bay, they went to a two tight end set, and they kind of ran it down Green Bay's throat. Detroit has two good tight ends that can block, Hockenson, the first-round pick, and Jesse James. So I think Detroit's going to do the same thing there. And I really like Detroit coming off a bye with Matt Patricia, the way he schemes teams up. Last year off a bye, they played their best game of the season. So I just – and Green Bay's been excellent in the first half of games. I think if Patricia can scheme some things up early in the game and not let, you know, Green Bay get 20 points like they've been pretty much getting every first half, I think second half teams have had success against Green Bay. So I'd lean Detroit there, but I need to see more on – you know, I need some more information on that game.
All right, let's hope your role continues into this week. We got to get you at least back to 500 here in the next couple of weeks, and then finish strong in the second half of the season. Cash Metty, Craig, it's good chatting with you. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
All right, so you are all on board with the Patriots tonight.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.